Hello.
Yeah, hi, Jamie. I'm not sure why that call keeps getting disconnected there. But I think you might be talking about somebody else. I don't see any notes in our system that you spoke with anyone regarding canceling, but you might remember speaking with me and even speaking with Tara. This was not too long ago, on the 25th, though, to get your company listed on Google and Bing for, you know, the 56 or even up to 100 miles, get your website out there where people can see it and call you directly. I remember speaking with you distinctly. You were pretty excited about using our services and getting those direct phone calls.
Yeah, but I was saying that I still had Angie's List going, but I told him I was going to cut it off.
Right, yes.
But I just don't want both of them going at the same time, you know what I mean?
Well, I hear you. No, I definitely understand. I think the reason that you like our service so much is that, you know, it's going to replace the need to pay for and chase down leads, or the uncertainty with, you know, how much you're spending. I mean, unless you've got a hard cap on those leads, of course, it depends on how many leads you get, how much each individual lead costs. With us, it's the fixed flat rate. It's just the $2.99. The calls come directly to you, though, and the Google ads are included. It's going to get you found very quickly. The website's included. I think when you spoke with, looks like, Krizden, he was kind of walking you through the terms and conditions, everything that you and I went over in the voice verification, that it is a month-to-month service, that we're including the website, that we've reduced the rate by 50% and reduced the setup fee by 66%. And then the call got disconnected, as does happen. I mean, obviously, you know, the service area is not always great where you are. But I know that you were wanting us to take photos from your Facebook page to build that website.
They didn't want to really charge me, though.
I'm sorry?
They've already charged me to do all that.
When you say they, are you referring to our company?
I'm talking about y'all. It's already come through my mind.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah, when we did the voice verification, you know, it was pretty clear that the initial payment of $398 with the setup fees $99, the subscription's $299, right? So you were saving $200 off the first month, saving $300 every month off the cost of the subscription. We processed that payment on the 25th, the day that we spoke with you, because we do create the content right away. The website's been started. The Google ads are ready for us to plug and play and start getting your phone ringing, but everything was kind of placed on a temporary hold because the client interview was never conducted. I mean, we do kind of want to, you know, flesh out the content we've got created for you. We wanted to talk to you about, you know, the hours of operation you want to be listed for and any, you know, mission statement or motto you've got and what's unique about your business, so we can truly make sure that you're getting the right types of phone calls directly to you from people who are excited to hire you. That website's kind of been placed on a hold, and the work that we would create has been kind of put on a hold because we did not finish the client interview, and of course the terms and conditions were never signed by you. Now, what I might have mentioned, and I think I did in one of the previous phone calls, is, you know, we've lost about a week in trying to get in touch with you. I would be more than willing to actually push out your billing date, not by 1 week, but by 2 weeks. So instead of on the 25th of November, it wouldn't bill at all in November. It wouldn't bill again until December 9th for the reduced rate of $299. That way it's going to give us the time to make up, get your phone ringing even before you even have to think about making another payment. And then, of course, you'll get the detailed reporting and tracking. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. And most of my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's the Angie's or Home Advisor or if it's Thumbtack or Networks or any of the others, they are very happy to scale back on paying for those leads. A lot of my clients will even shut their leads off altogether once we get their phone ringing and they're not chasing down a lead or dealing with someone who's expecting several phone calls. You're going to love the fact, Jamie, that you're getting calls from living, breathing human beings who saw your company, saw your website, called you first, and we're excited to hire you. So, you know, you're not chasing down the same way your competitors are chasing down. You're getting someone calling you directly. So if I'm able to push out your November bill and not bill you at all for November, push your billing out all the way to December 9th, and it would just be that flat rate of $299, and of course, finish creating the content to get your phone ringing, earn your business, let you have the detailed reporting and tracking so you can see exactly how much work you're getting. It is performance based on our end. To be honest with you, with the 50% reduction in the cost, the website included, even took $200 off your setup fee. You know, we're below our operating costs. We've already spent more than what you have on our end to get you listed on that first page. And once the Google ads go live, Google's going to charge my company, not yours, for those clicks. So our responsibility is as much to Google as it is to you to make sure that your phone is ringing and make sure that you're profitable. So let me ask you, Mr. Schneider, if I push that November bill out and get things set up for the 9th of the month, starting in December, moving forward, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get your phone ringing and do the work that we're planning to do for you.
Yeah, what all have I got to do?
Well, I can send it out to you again, but it's just to confirm that you've received the terms and conditions. It's everything we went over in the voice verification. It's provided for you in writing. We just want you to basically confirm that you can receive text messages with the number that we have on file, the number we're speaking on, and then confirm that.
I thought you'd done all that. Yeah.
Well, you remember now speaking with Krizden, he was walking you through it, but the call got disconnected. It's pretty quick and pretty simple, and then you just have to type in, it's going to ask you to type in James F. Schneider because that's in the billing that way. Let me get that out to you real quick. It's going to trigger an SMS message as well, but I'm going to send out to you the initial invoice email. That's going to trigger the SMS message. It's an SMS for the computer, but it works the same as a text message. Depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even get that text message before you get the email. But once you get that, just let me know. I do want to just kind of walk you through it. It's real simple. About two-thirds of the way down, it populates your phone number. We obviously want to make sure that you can receive text messages on 662-934-8162. And then, of course, at the bottom, like I said, it's going to want you to either type in James F. Schneider, or you can copy and paste it. Just be careful not to copy a space either before or after, and then just hit confirm signature. That actually does a couple of things. It allows us to confirm with Google that you're an active business in the local area to make sure that we also do the NAPW audit, which stands for name, address, phone number, and website. It means that we're able to scan what's already online for your business and make sure it's accurate information to fix it if it's not. And of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduce the setup fee, reduce the subscription costs that we're including the website for you, etc. So it is an important step in the process. And like I said, you should receive either the text message or that email as well.
It won't let me pull it up.
It won't let you. Oh, I getcha. Because maybe you got Sprint or something like that that doesn't let you pull anything up when you're on the phone. I've got the same problem. I mean, if it's already up, I can access it, but if I try to do a new search, it won't do anything at all. So, yeah, I definitely hear you there. So you're saying that you're not at all able. You got it. Even the text message, it won't let you pull that up.
Oh, yeah, I pulled the message there, but when I clicked on the local flash, it says, I got Safari, cannot open the page because the server cannot be found.
So you clicked on it, on the text message, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just kind of give you, and then you can try it as soon as we get off the phone here. You actually can scan all the way down because the 662-934 8162, that is a mobile number, and you can receive text messages there?
Yes.
And you want to be able to receive text messages, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So then you don't have to worry about confirming that number. The box is actually an opt-out of SMS messages, which we would want you to leave unchecked anyway. So all you're going to have to do when you're able to open this is scroll all the way down to the bottom. And just above that hard line that goes all the way across the page, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We just want you to click on that box. And then you can, like I said, type in or copy and paste exactly as it shows, James F. Snyder. And then type that into the little box that says click here or sign here. Type in your name as it appears above. And then underneath it, it says confirm signature. And once you click on the confirm signature, it will ask you for a username and password, but do not worry about that. It's only doing that because this is, in fact, my.localsplash.com, in this case, /terms. But it's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking and your reporting. The automated system thinks you're trying to do that. So don't worry about that at all. But once you see that it's asking for the username and password, that's all we're asking you to do at this point. I do though want to get you back on the client interview calendar so one of our technicians can kind of button things up here. It takes about 20 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer. But we are going to want to know, you know, what's unique about your company. If you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. I mean, I know there's a lot of information that we can kind of glean off of your Facebook page, but there's just a couple of things that we would want to cover that we aren't going to find there. Some of it is just to have on record for everything to be Google compliant, like, you know, exactly when you started as a company, how many employees you have and things like that. Nothing to really do with the branding of the business, but something that we have to have for everything to be in compliance with Google. Now, I can schedule that follow-up call if you're available today. Let me see if I can get you in and out the door pretty quickly here. Now, you don't have to be in front of a computer for this particular phone call. And like I said, it's only going to take about 25 or 30 minutes. We do have a spot available today. After 2, get you off the phone around 2:30 or so. Would that work out? Or 3 o'clock, I should say.
Yeah, I'll just have to. If I miss you, I'll just have to call you back.
Well, that's true. And the number that you see populating on the caller ID would route through a mapping coordinator. I'm going to text you out the toll-free number, which is the 877 number. And then, like I said, we'll call you 3 times between 3 and probably about between 3:10 and 3:30, 3:40. We'll call you 3 times, and then hopefully we'll be able to connect with you one of those times. I'll put in the notes here that reception is poor and that, of course, you know, it might be prone to disconnect and things like that. But, you know, as long as you can get through the terms and conditions, which, like I said, is just to type in your name as it appears on the billing, James F. Snyder, and hit the submit there, we would be able to get everything going based off of what we can see on your Facebook page and the information you and I have already spoken about. But we would ideally want to speak with you. So we'll definitely try to give you a call. It's going to come to you around 3 o'clock, a little after 3, and we'll definitely try you a few times before we try to reschedule it. If we have to reschedule it, we'll pick a time for tomorrow. Are you looking out to tomorrow? The day is pretty much wide open. Just in case we aren't able to reach you at 3 o'clock, will you be more able to receive a phone call and a 20-minute conversation earlier in the day, later in the day, anywhere between 10 and 6 o'clock tomorrow, pretty much?
Yeah. So, usually around 6 o'clock.
Around 6, okay. The 6 o'clock slot is booked up today and even the 5 o'clock, which is why, you know, like I said before, but I'll put it down for later in the day if we can't reach you. Something like 5 or 6 o'clock tomorrow would be ideal. But we will try it today at 3. We'll try you 3 times for sure, and I'll let them know what to expect if they're not able to reach you. But, yeah, if we don't get you, do definitely give us a call back. Otherwise, I'll request that they reschedule the call for 5 or 6 o'clock tomorrow. But as soon as you can, once we get off the phone, like I said, just kind of scroll through the information and type in your name as it appears. hit submit. We've already got kind of the bare bones. It's got a strong foundation from what we've already talked about, and we just want to make sure that we've got everything fully fleshed out on the website and all the directories we'll create so that we're accurately branding your business in the way that you want it to appear. If you've already got a logo, we'll use it too. If not, we're going to want to ask you how you would want it to look, and we'll create that logo for you, and we'll be able to do that once we talk to you at 3 o'clock, hopefully today, versus maybe 5 or 6 o'clock tomorrow. But I'm happy to finally speak with you again, Jamie, and I know that that we're going to be able to earn your business. We're looking forward to getting your phone ringing. It will be someone else from our client interview team giving you a call back this afternoon, but you have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care, sir. Bye-bye. Yeah.